The United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims is now in session. The Honorable Mary J. Scholin presiding. All who have business before this court draw near, and you shall be heard. God bless the United States and this honorable court. Please be seated.
Good morning. I'm Judge Scholin, and we're here in the matter of Leroy Robinson versus David Shulkin, docket number 150715. Will counsel for the parties please note your appearance for the record?
Good morning, Your Honor. Tara R. Goffney for Mr. Robinson.
Mark Lobondo for the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, along with my co-counsel, Dustin Elias.
Thank you. Our argument today is going to be unusual in that the court is not ordinarily hold oral argument to resolve an RBA dispute. But we're here, however, because Mr. Robinson's case has been pending for over 2 years with the court, and we're nowhere close to reaching the merits of his appeal. Instead of the customary 30 minutes for argument, I know you've been briefed that I'm going to be asking counsel questions today to confirm where we are in the dispute and how we can finally resolve this matter. As I understand it, there's two outstanding issues to finalize the RBA. First, Mr. Robinson's VISTA records from 2009 to 2014. I understand the Secretary has provided records from 2005 to 2008. And the handwritten or typed medical records, not the digitized records. For convenience, I'm going to refer to those as the handwritten records from 1992 forward. At this point, I have to inform you that I'm displeased with the party's inability to work this out without court intervention. Based on my review of the numerous pleadings filed in this matter, it doesn't appear to me that the Secretary has diligently attempted to secure Mr. Robinson's records, despite Ms. Goffney's demonstrations that there are outstanding records. And Ms. Goffney, although I appreciate your frustration with the VA and your zeal to advocate for Mr. Robinson, it appears you've been less than forthright. As I read the pleadings, you have offered conflicting reasons for your inability or unwillingness to produce the records in your possession. So before we proceed any further, Ms. Goffney, is it your position that the medical records in your possession, both the VISTA and the handwritten records, cannot be copied and included in the RBA because they contain your work product?
Your Honor, that is correct. I am not saying by any means that every page of the 1,200 pages that I have contain my handwritten notes and annotations. However, many pages do. And the reason why the court may have just become aware of that is because, first of all, I received these records more than 2 years ago. And at the time, I did review those records and make my handwritten notes because I consider that a working copy.
I appreciate that, and I remember that from your response.
Yes.
However, in prior communications with the court, and as we'll get into later, you talked about your inability to copy these because of cost. You talked about your inability to copy these because of privacy concerns, not because of your work product. This is the newest thing. So we'll get into that next. So if this is the case, I'm not going to ask questions that I had prepared regarding what VA facilities are near your office so that we can reproduce the records. Okay, so let's get started with the VISTA records. You may be seated, please. First, from the 2009 to 2014, Counsel for the Secretary, if you can confirm for me that you've provided records from 2005 to 2008.
Yes, Your Honor. The records from 2005 to 2008 are in the RBA, as well as records from 2009 to 2014. To be clear, with the reference to VISTA records, we wanted to make a clarification so we have an understanding of what this reference to VISTA is. In appellant's prior pleadings, she makes reference to the VISTA system or seeing records in VISTA. From what our understanding is, after contacting the Philadelphia Regional Office where she was made, where she was available to see the paper documents of Mr. Robinson, she had been given access to the Veterans Benefits Management System, or VBMS. That system is the system that holds electronic claims file of a veteran. VISTA, however, is a Veterans Health Administration database, which is housed locally throughout all the VA medical centers throughout the country. There's about 144 databases that are there. And so, as for those records, those VISTA is what holds VA treatment records for patients that receive treatment from at a VA medical facility. So those records, when the secretary had contacted the Atlanta Regional Office to see if there were any outstanding VA Medical Center records, what they provided to us were VISTA records from 2005 to 2008. And currently in the RBA, even prior to our communication with the Atlanta Regional Office, we looked and confirmed that there are records from 2009 to 2014 in the RBA.
They're in the RBA, but the council still asserts that there are outstanding records that she possesses that are not in the RBA. So let's unpack your answer here. First, you said VISTA is, I understand it's a VA healthcare database. Does VBMS pull from VISTA?
No, it does not. What the regional office does is that they use a program called Capri, and Capri is a viewer of documents in VISTA. So when we asked the Atlanta Regional Office to confirm with us whether, and this was in March 2017, as well as another time in April 2017, to confirm whether there are any outstanding VA treatment records for Mr. Robinson, they looked in Capri and confirmed with us that we've given you all the records that are in VISTA, and that there aren't in VISTA, there are no records prior to August 2005 in VISTA.
What about from 2009 to 2014?
From 2009 to 2014, what we looked at in the RBA already contains those records. And in terms of what particular records, whether pages or types or what date we're looking for, we're not clear exactly what is appellant saying that is currently missing from the RBA. But what we do know is that after looking at the RBA, there are records there from 2009 to 2014.
In your most recent notice to the court, you talked about reaching out and recognizing there may be archived records, but you don't reference VISTA records. What else have you done to try to obtain these potential records that the appellant's discussing, that
sure.
She has?
Yes, Your Honor. Since we've recently discovered that this past Monday with appellant's counsel stating that her copy of the records now constitutes work product, we've reached out to personnel at the Veterans Health Administration and tried to research and to find a way to rebuild or potentially recover what could have been provided to appellant's counsel. And during that time, we found out that Mr. Robinson in June 2015 had requested his records from the VA Medical Center. The date range was from January 1992, that present day of June 2015. And that request was then answered by providing his records, which included VISTA records and also a notation of retired records. So now that we know that there are retired records that may potentially be out there, and we know that whatever these records are, we know they're not in the RBA. We are at this current process. We've already contacted the VHA to obtain those retired records for inclusion into the RBA.
Why did you wait until now if she's been saying that there are records that are unavailable that the RO told you back in April or earlier that you said did not exist or that they said did not exist? Why did you not reach out to the VAMC sooner?
Well, at that point, what we knew is that there are a number of things. One is that appellant had mentioned that she had looked at records in VISTA, and that she said that there are outstanding records that are in VISTA. So when we looked and we contacted the regional office, who then said, we've looked through Capri, the viewer of the VISTA database, and said that we've given you everything that's there and that there are no records prior to August 2005. At that point, we are at a point knowing that in prior testimony and the prior oral argument and in various other pleadings, from what our understanding was that appellant had these records and that these additional records should be included in the RBA. So from our vantage point, to find the most efficient way to get them included in the RBA, we first sought them out from appellant's counsel.
It seems to me you could have been simultaneously also been seeking them from your own client who contains possession of these records. And so I think that in the future, the secretary needs to be more diligent in chasing their own work. You guys are the ones that produce the record. Even if she's saying she had them, were you necessarily just going to accept them from her? I think you would have wanted to produce them from yourself as well. So I think this is something that you need to do. Have you gone to the VA regional office or the VA medical center and tried to look through VISTA or Capri or anything there?
I mean, us personally, we have not, but we have contacted the regional office numerous times for them to look through this.
Well, as they seem to not be accurate in their assessment of what has been available, I don't know that they are the most reliable narrator.
In addition, however, Your Honor, we have contacted the VHA, a personnel over there, to see what we can be obtained from the VA Medical Center. And what the VA Medical Center, they have, what they have for each patient is what is in VISTA. Now, looking at what the log of obtaining personal treatment records, we've seen that Mr. Robinson himself in June 2015 had obtained his records, which also happened to include retired records, which VAMC had to acquire from the Federal Records Center, which is not a part of VA, and is had to go obtain those records, make a copy of those records, and then provide that to him. So now that we know that there are these, that they had done that for him, at this point we have already contacted the VHA so that they can obtain those records. And we believe that we can obtain them, so then for inclusion into the RBA.
I recommend that you yourself go and look at Capri or whatever system you need to look at to confirm that what you get is what there is out there.
Understood, Your Honor.
And we'll stop there. I'd like to ask your opposing counsel a couple questions first. Now, while we're chasing all these records, can you explain to the court the relevance of these records to an effective date earlier than 2009? We're talking about records from 2009 to 2014. How are those relevant to your claim?
First of all, Your Honor, Mr. Robinson maintains that these records are relevant primarily for the reason that they are referenced in at least two rating decisions within the current RBA. And I believe in prior pleadings, I have listed the rating decisions and the RBA page numbers. To that extent, any evidence reviewed by the VA regional office is part of the evidence. It's irrelevant because these records were reviewed. So to the extent that they reviewed records from a certain time period, this is the primary reason for which they are relevant, because they were looked through by the VA in the adjudication of this claim. There are other reasons why they also may be relevant. Mr. Robinson was a homeless veteran for many, many years, and he sought vocational services as well as social services from the VA. He stayed in VA shelters. He stayed at VA room shelters right at the VA hospital. And throughout that process, there are many forms and questionnaires that he filled out. And we contend that these records could possibly contain an informal claim under our former 3.155, 38 CFR 3.155.
But if they post-date your current effective date, how does that help you demonstrate that he has a pending informal claim?
Well, if he filed a claim informally prior to the effective date which he currently has, then those records would essentially be certainly important to that determination.
But if the records are from 2009 and forward, and you have a 2004 effective date right now, how would they help you establish?
Well, first of all, I think we're talking about records from 1992.
Well, I'm talking about the ones from 2009 to 2014 right now, please.
Okay, well, as I said before, the primary reason is that they are before the VA. And the current RBA has 142 pages of VA medical records in them. The problem is that there are 12 copies of this 142 pages in a 1,248-page RBA. I think I referenced this at our last oral argument last March, and the court recently said that it wasn't important that there were multiple copies of all of these records in the RBA. There are several documents in the RBA which have multiple copies, so to the extent that the RBA, at least prior to the update that we received about a month ago, probably had less than 200 pages of original records in them, for the reason that there were so many duplicates of so many things. And with respect to the Secretary's statement that the records from 2009 to 2014 are in the RBA, there are certainly a few pages in during that time period. However, these are hand-picked records that were selected to be included. That is...
We don't need to get into that right now. Let's discuss the 1992 forward handwritten notes. Why did you wait until now to assert that they are work product?
Well, Your Honor, quite honestly, I received these records more than 2 years ago from my client. And by the way, it took my client less than 1 week from the date of his request to receive all of the records, including the 300 pages of handwritten notes, which the Secretary says are in the hands of the Personnel Records Center. We did not have that experience. My client requested those records and in less than a week had received them and had sent them to me.
Well, that's when an I astounding got the records, experience.
Sorry?
Anyway, nothing.
And when I got the records, I initially went through the records because I thought we were on our way. And so quite frankly, the records have been boxed in a box for the past 2 years, far away from my recollection of what I did 2 years ago. It was only recently, in preparation for the upcoming events occurring in this case, did I realize that. And the fact is, all of the things are true. All of these things are true. The records are annotated. It is an impossible task for me to try to duplicate records. And as Your Honor said, why should the VA want to rely on a copy of my client's records? Once the records leave the VA, leaves the VA custody, they're no longer VA official records, in our opinion.
So when you offered to have an in-camera inspection or you offered to copy selected records, that was prior to your recollection that you had annotated on these records?
No, Your Honor. That would have certainly been a possibility to see the records even with my annotations, as long as they're not relied upon for copies to be made to be placed in the RBA. I have no problem with the court looking at records where I have handwritten notes on it, but otherwise, they are inappropriate for the RBA. And it's our position that it was the Secretary's duty to get these records. And in response to what counsel said about VISTA, I did in fact view VISTA at the Pension Management Center in Philadelphia last year at the same time, well, I'm sorry, not last year, in I believe February or March, whenever I was given the opportunity, I saw VBMS and VISTA. And he pulled up the VISTA records and I actually saw those pages of records on the VISTA system at the Philadelphia Pension Management Center.
Okay. Now, just go with me here. If the VAMC in Atlanta comes back and says it can't locate these records, if Mr. Villapando goes down to the VA Medical Center on Irving Street up in Washington, D.C., and trolls through VBMS and VISTA and does not find any other documentation, then how do you suggest we proceed?
Well, Your Honor, I believe Mr. Villapando referenced Capri, and that is a problem in my opinion, because I actually have two other cases pending currently at the court where the Secretary has basically certified to me.
We're not here to talk about that. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. Well, only with respect to the Capri system. What I'm trying to say is that VISTA is VISTA, and VISTA is much more extensive than Capri. So if they're looking
right,
at Capri.
Right, but I'm saying if we get the Secretary's counsel to do an extensive, exhaustive search.
Of VISTA?
Of VISTA, of Capri, of VBMS, of physical files, you name it. And we cannot produce all the records that you possess. How do you suggest we move on from here?
Well, I certainly wish that this were a full court, because my suggestion would be that this court utilize its powers pursuant to Rule 10 in combination with 38 U.S.C. 5701 B1 and B2, which gives us the right to have access, remote access to VBMS.
I appreciate that. We're not disputing that you should have access, but if these things cannot be found, I'm just trying to move the ball forward here and account for all possible scenarios. I am very hopeful that Mr. Villalpando will now be able to produce what it is that you have in your possession. But in the eventuality that VA has pressed a button and deleted these records since you saw them in 2015 or March or whenever it was, then how do we do this?
Well, then I would ask for a ruling that the appellant be granted the opportunity for an adverse inference that perhaps the records that were available that are now missing were in his favor and with respect to his issue before the court. Because we maintain that these records, once they're in the RBA and once they are reviewed, we may very well have a former 38 CFR 3.155 issue. That is only one part of it. The relevance of the records is important because it is something that the secretary actually reviewed. And these records are in no way lost. They're on the computer system. There is no way to delete them.
Assume the court does not apply an adverse inference. Would there be a way to make your records available?
With my work product? I would have to give that some thought, Your Honor, because I don't know that that would be appropriate for my client and my litigation strategy. But I can certainly understand that the court is frustrated by all this, but the fact is we maintain that these records are on the VISTA system. They're not on Capri.
I understand that. I'm hopeful that we will get these records. I'm just trying to, again, game through the different scenarios while you are here in the hope that I don't have to have you back here.
Yes.
Because this isn't fun for anybody, and it's a lot of work, and this is a long process for Mr. Robinson, which is really the end game that we want to try and get him a decision in as timely a manner as possible.
Yes.
So I think we need to think about as constructive a way to move the ball forward as we all can. And if this means you have to use whiteout or something, I don't know, that may come to that. But I'm just making you think about this at this
point. Well, Your Honor, as I believe my pleadings also indicate, the records, especially the digital records, are vast. My resources, just as the Secretary's resources, are null. And so whatever resources are needed should be advanced by the Secretary, since the Secretary, you know, if that were to come to that, it would take me hours to probably undo my working copy. It would take attorney time, and I mean New York attorney time, to have to jump through a lot of hoops to make copies of probably 1,200 pages of records. And it's kind of anti-productive, quite frankly, Your Honor, because the records are digital. The records are on a system. And I would contend that perhaps the Secretary has not sought the correct department. I found that seems to be some resistance between the Veterans Benefit Management Administration side and the Veterans Healthcare side of VA. I've had these disputes in a number of cases, and I have found major resistance with the parties. And I have also gotten statements from some of the personnel on the healthcare side who actually purport that statement. They agree that there is some kind of disconnect between the two sides of VA. So this may very well be what's going on.
Well, hopefully this will all be resolved. Okay, I have a few more questions for the Secretary, please.
Thank you.
Again, just so I can sort of understand how VA record keeping works, do you consider the digitized VA medical records part of the claims file for purposes of Rule 10?
Yes, Your Honor.
With regard to the retired records that you saw a notation of in communications with the medical center, is that something that would be visible in VBMS?
Once they are received, they can be put into VBMS.
No, I just mean is the notation that there are additional records retired something that is noted in VBMS?
At this point, we don't have any notation that there are within VBMS that there were retired records. for Mr. Robinson.
Okay, that's a greater, more global concern that I suggest you speak with your technical people to reconcile, because otherwise people are going to be asking for additional searches in every single claim, because who's to know whether there's retired records somewhere? And this is, I think, a big problem that you'll need to address. Do you concur that the records that she seek need to be included in the RBA?
Our position at this point is whatever records we receive from the VAMC will include in the RBA. So our position has been that so long as they are his records and they predate the board decision, then we will put them in the RBA.
Okay. If, as I said, it comes to the point where you may be unable to locate all the records that Ms. Goffney has in her possession, what would your proposal be?
Well, at this point, sorry, may I come to my counsel, please? What we do have is a record of the clinic visits that Mr. Robinson has sought treatment at the VA Medical Center. So what we can do is that once we receive the records that we have acquired from the VA Medical Center, we can see what those records, whether they match up with the clinic visits of Mr. Robinson.
Will that only address the retired records, or will that address the VISTA records that Ms. Goffney claims that she has from 2009 to 2014?
It has all of his clinic visits.
Okay. The court's going to recess for 10 to 15 minutes, figure out what we're going to do next, and I'll be right back.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All rise.
Mr. Villapando, did the VAMC in Atlanta give you an indication of how long it would take to get these retired records?
At this point, they said that it was unclear, mainly because they needed to confer with the Federal Records Center and figure out where exactly these records are located to then procure them. What our estimate is, we are cautiously optimistic that the records can be sent over to the VA Medical Center within about roughly 15 to 20 days. Then from there, once we get that should be sent over to VBMS for then uploaded into VBMS, and we can retrieve it from there to be included in the RBA.
And how long would that take?
Once it's in VBMS.
To get it into VBMS.
All right, to get it into VBMS. Hold on 1 second, Your Honor. We can get the records sent directly to us from the VAMC. I believe they're actually obtaining actual copies of the records themselves. So we'll just, from there, we will then immediately put them into the RBA.
Okay. You may be seated.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I want to remind counsel for both parties that you have duties to your clients, but also to this court, to conduct these proceedings in a way that promotes the expeditious administration of justice. You both must be impartial officers of the court. I'm concerned that the acrimony between opposing counsel has affected your ability to focus on the goal of resolving this dispute. The protracted squabble doesn't serve the interest of either party and wastes court resources. I have confidence that you'll be able to do better now and that we'll be able to move the case along. So I would like to, I will be issuing an order that memorializes this outcome, but I'm going to order the secretary within 30 days to alert the court as to, or update the court as to whether you've received these records and shared them with opposing counsel, the retired records. With regard to VISTA, I want you to go down to the VAMC in Washington, not the VARO, to review VISTA and see what else is available from 2009 to 2014. And include that in your updated information, please. I thank you both for coming down here and being prepared to answer these questions. As I said, I hope we don't have to do this again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Court is now adjourned.